Most Marble residents have concerns about off-highway vehicle use in town and on the Lead King Loop. The White River National Forest decided to investigate one of those concerns, safety.
I reached out to our regional office.
Kevin Warner is the district ranger for the Aspen-Soperus Ranger District in the White River National Forest, a district that includes the Lead King Loop.
And said, hey, I could use a little bit of help here in understanding what the safety concerns are and what are your recommendations to try to come to some solutions.
Those recommendations will come from information gathered by engineers conducting a road safety assessment this summer. The study will gauge safety for many user groups, including hikers, mountain bikers, equestrians, and drivers of full-licensed vehicles, as well as off-highway vehicles like ATVs.
Some of the things they'll be looking at will be really the physical characteristics of the road, such as the width, the visibility around corners, allowable travel speeds, potential for crashes, which take almost all of that stuff into consideration. And then in addition, they'll look at things like average daily use, peak use.
Traffic counters will be used throughout the year to determine patterns on the Lead King Loop, including times of peak use. The engineers also plan to spend some time with their boots on the ground, likely in late July or early August.
They'll most likely take probably a whole day and walk the entire loop, maybe even a couple, taking notes, taking pictures, and observing the use. Then they'll probably take another day actually driving the loop and driving it all and feeling it out from the perspective of utilizing a vehicle rather than walking.
Warner says the Forest Service is funding the assessment, and the town of Marble and Gunnison County have made other financial contributions to deal with overuse on the Lead King Loop. They're helping fund an additional forest protection officer to make rounds in the area this summer. The goal of the assessment is to have more information to make recommendations on traffic on the loop. In the future, if an agency moves to act on one of those recommendations, whether that be the county, Marble, or the National Forest Service, then, Warner says, the process would likely open to public comment.
Normally, if those recommendations include any sort of ground disturbance or any sort of changes to public use and those kind of things, that would be a public process, primarily through our National Environmental Policy Act policies and procedures, but there could be other ways to do it as well.
Warner expects to receive the completed road safety assessment by late autumn or early winter. Until then, he has some advice for trail users.
If you are up there and using the Lead King Loop this summer, try to really think about how to do that in the most respectful way to the other users that you can. That would include things like keeping your speeds down when using a motorized vehicle, trying to, you know, keep the noise down, so not going super early or super late at night. And maybe when you are running through town, keeping the noise down on the radio and other things like that to really try to respect the people who live up there and call that area home.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.